changes coming to the Citizenship Act, will they help people known as lost Canadians? People who spent much of their lives in Canada, but have lost their citizenship thanks to a series of bizarre provisions in Canada's citizenship laws. Is the door being opened to lost Canadians under Bill C-24? The government wants to triple the cost of citizenship and make it harder to become a Canadian citizen. Bill C-24 was tabled last week and so far has received mixed reviews. Is clarifying and simplifying residency rules a step in the right direction? What changes still need to be done within the Citizenship Act? Someone who watches these issues very closely and for very good reason is Don Chapman. He is the founder of the Lost Canadians, and he joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before we get to the changes that are being made, just explain to people who may not have heard this story before, what is a lost Canadian?
Well, there are 12 ways that you could have been stripped from citizenship.
So you had it, but you had it stripped?
For me, yes. Had I been born outside of Canada, had I been born out of wedlock, or had I been adopted, I never would have lost my Canadian citizenship. So that's kind of an oddball thing. These are nutty, stupid laws. They were written in the mid-1800s by the British. It was all the British colonies, and word for word, this is the language. Married women, minors, lunatics, and idiots will be classified under the same disability for their national status. Children were property of their fathers if born in wedlock, mothers if born out of wedlock, and women were property of their husbands. That's the entire issue right there.
Pretty hard to comprehend today.
Yes, but they're judging people today based on that. That's what the Jackie Scott case is. They are denying Jackie and many others like her because she was born out of wedlock to a British war bride mother. Now, it didn't matter that she came to Canada, grew up here, paid taxes, married, had a family, had a Canadian passport. All of a sudden, they came out 60 years later and said, by the way, you're a bastard child, so get out of Canada. But also, look at the number of people that were born in wedlock in Canada to an American father and a Canadian mother. They, too, are being denied. So this bill appears as though it will correct that anomaly in law, which is very good because there are lots and lots of people left over from that. What it's not doing is the government is insisting that citizenship in Canada did not exist before 1947. They're wrong in that assumption. And if that's true, then several things happen. One, for the government to win in the court case that we have before the courts right now, they have to argue that it's okay to discriminate based on one's age, gender, and family status. So the Charter of Rights and Freedoms is now on trial. Two, it means that all the Chinese that died before 1947 revert to stateless registered aliens. Now, Quan Louis and Fred Ho were from Vancouver, the H.Y. Louis family. Quan died as a fighter pilot for Canada. Is that really the way we want to... He was born in Canada. Is that how we want to remember him as a stateless registered alien? That's wrong. Three, all our war dead wouldn't be Canadian, and none of our previous prime ministers like Sir John A. Macdonald was going to be Canadian. These are nutty things. So, the government's still insisting that citizenship didn't exist, despite the fact that last March, in the Supreme Court of Canada, they won a case against the Métis. And it all had to do with, were the Métis full-fledged citizens of Canada in 1870? The Attorney General argued that they were. The Supreme Court bought it. So it's kind of like, why are we fighting this? So there are four or five Supreme Court decisions declaring citizenship existed back to 1867.
But you say there are Mr. Dallaire?
Romeo Dallaire.
Romeo Dallaire, currently a senator.
Well, what happened there... Romeo Dallaire was born in wedlock to a Dutch war bride mother and a Canadian soldier father during the war. Since he was born in wedlock and he came to Canada, there was a provision that if you were foreign-born, you had to be in Canada domiciled on your 24th birthday. But nobody told anybody this. Romeo was a captain in Canada's army, as a captain, commanding Canadian troops on his 24th birthday overseas. So they stripped him of his citizenship. There was the age 28 rule they haven't gotten rid of. That, if I tried to explain them, it's overwhelming on this. But there were all kinds of ways. And they were nutty, and we can do better as a country than to judge today based on old morals.
Why has it taken so many governments so long to address this or to make it right? Because in every case that you've cited, it just doesn't make sense.
None of this makes sense. Because they don't understand citizenship law. I'm an airline pilot by profession. You would never get on an airplane and fly with a pilot who'd never flown before. But we're sending people to Ottawa all the time, specific to the citizenship portfolio. And in citizenship, the MPs understand immigration. They understand refugee claims. They don't know citizenship law. None of them do. So it's so overwhelming, and you really have to wrap your head around this one to figure it out. And then, I hate to say it in this regard, Canadians became very American. The Americans, they say, well, we're the world's greatest country with the world's greatest people. God bless us, we're number one. And if you question it, they don't believe you. Canadians, on the other hand, have been taught peace, order, good government, fairness, compassion, and human rights. So when you went to them and said, they're denying people citizenship, they're making people stateless, no one believed me. And no one in Parliament ever cared. So it wasn't, we didn't start getting traction until I started proving that members of Parliament weren't Canadian. And then they paid attention to it because they'd have to resign their position. And that was actually very interesting. But the stories I've come across have been shocking. I didn't know what a butterbox baby was.
What is a butterbox baby?
There was an illegal trade between the United States and Canada, mainly of Jewish kids. They either got them adopted right away or they killed the baby. There's a little mass graveyard in Nova Scotia. I've got a guy who's a butterbox baby. Can't prove that he's a Canadian today because he has no birth certificate. I have a guy named Donovan McLaughlin right now who his father was First Nations. Well, the father knew in 1954 what it would be like if Donovan had been registered, because he'd be registered as an Indian child and sent to the residential schools. So no father would want to subject their child to the sexual abuse, the mental and physical abuse of a residential school. So Donovan, they had where he was born out in the woods. Donovan today has no birth certificate. Can't prove he's Canadian. These are the kind of stories that are kind of just scraggling still out there, but we should be accepting these people.
Is Bill C-24 making any difference?
Only for the born in and out of wedlock pre-47 kids. For the others like Donovan, no, it's not. And one of the things with Bill C-24 that's very scary is that they want citizenship where the citizenship minister has the right to take away somebody's citizenship. That is an iffy question because I had mine taken away. And it took me only 47 years to get it back. And I kind of think that maybe a judge, a judicial review, is in order if you're going to take somebody's citizenship from them. Then the next
restoring somebody's citizenship or conceding someone's citizenship for all of the reasons that you're talking about.
Well, Magaly Castro-Gear went to trial just across the street from here. She's completely stateless. She's 10th generation Quebecois. And they denied her citizenship because when she was 16, her Canadian father took out U.S. citizenship. She didn't. So they put Magaly on trial. This is under the Liberal government at the time. And they said, we'll give you citizenship in return if you'll sign a gag order saying we'll never talk to anybody like Bill Good or any of the media ever. If you sign that, we'll give you citizenship. And she refused. And she was deported out of the country. It's amazing. Velma Demerson lives here in Vancouver. She's 94 or 95. In 1939, as a 19-year-old woman, she fell in love with a Chinese man, and she's white. She got pregnant out of wedlock with a mixed-race baby. The province of Ontario declared her incorrigible. They threw her in jail. Her baby was born in jail, and they practiced medical experimentation on Velma and the baby. And Velma lost her citizenship because she ended up marrying this guy, and he was Chinese, and women lost their status. So there's still a lot of these things on the books today. And back to your original question, of course, we should have just corrected this years ago. It would have been so easy, but the governments did not understand citizenship law, and the MPs, they didn't believe it. And they didn't care, which was amazing to me. What we have today is we have elected representatives right up to the prime ministerial level elected to represent Canadian citizens, but they don't know what a citizen is.
Talking with Don Chapman, founder of the Lost Canadians, I welcome your call, 604-280-9898, at BillGood980 on Twitter. We're also available, and welcome your participation on Facebook and by way of email, good@cknw.com. Talking with Don Chapman, who tells a remarkable story or stories of the Lost Canadians, and I'll go straight to you in a moment, but I just wanted to get my head around the number of people we're talking about. This is not an insignificant number of people.
No, it was a million people, and there are only 35 million Canadians. And so this is a huge number of people. And what was amazing is people didn't believe it, because they'd say, look, I have a birth certificate, I have a passport, I have all this. But that didn't prove citizenship. And so it was only after that they were turned down, or something came up, or their passport. Alan Usher was born in the Philippines around 1976 or 77. When he turned 28, they just canceled his citizenship. There was a rule. For a little while, there was an age 28 rule. So Alan didn't know till he went to get his passport renewed that he was no longer a citizen. And that's a problem particularly affecting the Mennonites today. They did not correct that in Bill C-24.
You told me off-air, Hetty Frye.
Hetty Frye was from Trinidad, or is from Trinidad, and she very much opposed. She was the one person on the citizenship committee that gave us the most grief at the time. And we found that very ironic, because Trinidad, in about 2000, corrected all these old laws because they were a British colony.
Right.
So Hetty got her citizenship restored in Trinidad, but argued against the Canadian kids not to get theirs here.
But so why?
She was really worried about security. And she was always saying, well, what about the children if somebody was a murderer or whatever? But, you know, she has a point, but they're still a Canadian murderer, if that's the case. And really, that didn't happen.
Anne, hi.
Hi there.
Yes, go ahead.
Hello. Hi. My story is somewhat similar. I haven't had my passport taken away, but I did renounce it in Denmark a few years ago. I'm Canadian born. My mother lives here, and I have an excellent record in Vancouver, owning property, contributing to society positively, I think. But I discovered that when I wanted to come back to Canada with my son and have him raised here and live with his grandmother, I was told in no uncertain terms that if I didn't have enough money in the bank, basically I'm looking at a humanitarian application that could take 1 to 2 years, where I wouldn't be able to work, support us, and basically living in friends' basements. So I'm kind of shocked at how the Canadian government views citizenship as well. I have to say that it seems to be only a piece of paper.
When did you take out citizenship in Holland? What year?
I renounced it in 2004.
And did you send in a formal renunciation to the Canadian government?
Did. I'm afraid it's official. I have a certificate. I even paid for this, which I feel incredibly stupid about today.
Yeah.
So it's definitely official. But I guess in the back of my mind, and even my friends agreed with this at the time, I always thought if I was in a jam or if I wanted to go home, I would just come in with my birth certificate. And I'll say, listen, I made a mistake. How much do I pay? And, what form do I need to fill out? We want to go home.
Well, that is a problem because, like with the United States, there were 240,000 people between 1947 and 2009 that took out U.S. citizenship. They renounced their Canadian status through the U.S. government, but not officially through the Canadian government. So they all got their status back, as did their children. But if you did a formal renunciation to the Canadian government, you are out, unfortunately.
So do you have a citizenship?
Yeah, I do. I'm not stateless. So, I mean, this is where it's legal, I guess. Morally, to me, it seems a bit sad. I mean, I've come back to be with my mother, Eric's grandmother. She's 70, and we just want her to live with family. I want my son to go to a Canadian school. He speaks perfect English, and it just seems, 1 to 2 years, not able to work, but we do have to be in the country for this application to go through. So basically, I'll be living in churches or you know, at friends' houses. I just think it's a bit, I think this is a very big hoop to have to jump through to just come home.
As a former Canadian, your residency requirement, at least as of a couple of years ago, was only 1 year.
Just a final few minutes with Don Chapman, founder of the Lost Canadians. Remarkable stories, and the fact that it's still going on and before the courts is really amazing. Maggie, hi.
Hi there.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I'm wondering now with this C-24, if it goes through, if war bride children will be recognized as Canadians. I was allowed to vote up until Trudeau did his thing, and then I wasn't allowed to vote in federal elections after that. My mother was a war bride. My dad was Canadian in the Canadian Army, 1945. I came over here on the Queen Mary in 1946. They paid my way over here, but yet I wasn't recognized as a Canadian. And I have recently spent a lot of money and finally attained a permanent resident card. Over $500 I spent getting that done. And it just seems really wrong when my dad went to war for Canada.
Mr. Chapman?
Maggie, you were born out of wedlock, am I right?
Let me get her back.
Well, that's all right. I'm pretty certain that she was. Here's the deal. She was considered property of her British war bride mother. Now, they're ignoring the laws because they were given the same status as their father when they got here. They were all declared Canadian citizens. Mackenzie King wrote over on the war bride ship and in 1946 said, "Welcome, you're our newest citizens in Canada." The whole deal was we had in 1939 tons of Canadian soldiers based in England. And Canada knew that they could die, so they didn't let them marry till after the war because you could die for Canada, but don't leave a financial liability. And that's the case of Maggie. This bill will cover her.
Well, news is next.